it's been a real personal passion project of mine to at one point do a show where we talk about cricket and croquet in one go. Well, we did the cricket show for you between 6 and 7, and I'm delighted to say that we have a world-class croqueter. Is that the right word? I don't know. I'm going to get corrected on it. Either way, a world-class croqueter on the show, Stephen Cuskance Baker, coach and player in Taunton, across the southwest as well. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Hi there. Now, what is the word? Hi. Croquet player? Croquet just doesn't sound
right. Croquet player rather than croquet.
Yes. That does sound better. I'm pleased. Now then, when did you get into croquet? Has it been a lifelong thing?
Sort of. I started playing when I was just a few years old on my grandparents' lawn. So that would be about 62 or 3 years ago.
Wow.
But I took it up seriously as a competitive sport about 12 years ago in Taunton when I joined the club.
Now, out on my bike rides, I've occasionally gone past croquet lawns in use, and I always thought of it as a sort of a fun, nobody really minds about winning or losing, just a way of whiling away some time on a Sunday afternoon. But that is not the case, is it? People take it very, very seriously.
Yes, it's not the case. Well, first of all, both men and women compete equally. It's one of the very few sports which is universal in that way. But it can be enjoyed at all levels. So it can be a relaxed and sociable game, but it can be extremely competitive.
Wow.
And of course, it's played not only in tournaments around the country, but right up to world championship level. It's played all over the world. And it sometimes surprises people to know what countries are best represented. The most popular form of the sport is golf croquet, and the top country for that is Egypt.
No.
Which,
wow.
Which has about a third of the world's top 1,000 players Egyptian.
Gosh,
yes.
I did not know that was Egypt's big thing.
Very much so, yes.
Wow, gosh. Yes. Okay, and is that the sort of thing I'd be used to then, golf croquet, sort of a mallet and the hoops and the order of things?
Well, the two games use the same equipment and the same layout.
Right.
But the big difference is that with golf croquet, each player plays a single stroke with a ball. And in association croquet, one player is on the lawn and is trying to make the longest break that he can. In that sense, it's a bit more like snooker.
Yes. Yeah, like a big
version. You know, one person sitting down watching and the other is making a long, continuous break. Whereas in golf croquet, it's a little bit more, well, it's been called chess on grass because each person is playing one stroke and they don't know what the opponent is going to do in response.
Right.
So it's extremely tactical. And that's why, I mean, I've written a couple of books on it. And the first one was called Every Shot is Tactical.
Right. Wow. Gosh, you really get the feeling for it there. Now, I must admit, golf croquet is the one that I've played. I've got a friend who, whenever we used to go around his house, he used to set up his croquet set in the garden. He used to. I'm pretty sure we didn't play to any of the proper rules that you'd know, Stephen, but we played some form of it anyway.
Yes.
Because a croquet, am I right in saying that's a part of the game, isn't it? A croquet is. Am I right, or am I going down completely the wrong track here?
The croquet stroke itself is part of the association croquet game.
Right, right.
It doesn't occur, well, it can occur, but it's very rare in golf croquet. And that's the shot where one ball has hit another, and then you pick your ball up, place it alongside the one you've hit, and then play another stroke that moves both balls. And that's the croquet stroke.
Right, that's what, yes.
And that's the art of association croquet, because there's a terrific amount you can do with the two balls. You can send them in different directions, different distances, and so on. And in the hands of an expert, the mallet can do terrific things with those two balls.
Right, yes. I mean, we certainly played that, but from what you said earlier on, we were playing golf, you were taking it in turns, but we definitely included that rule. So I don't know what we were doing, some sort of hybrid of it all.
Right.
Yes. No, don't.
Well,
no,
possibly.
Yeah. Don't worry, we weren't taking it very seriously.
I don't mind that at all, because I like to see anybody having a go at it, because as far as I'm concerned, anyone who picks up a mallet and plays on a croquet lawn is a potential recruit. And the last 18 months have been extremely good to croquet.
Have they?
There's been a very big increase in beginners in the clubs across the entire country.
Right.
Very early on in the lockdown, spring of last year or early summer, most of the manufacturers sold out of their garden croquet sets.
Mm-hmm. Gardens. Because
everyone realized here is a sport that you can play in the family, but also it was one of the first to open up because it's almost naturally socially distanced.
Yes, of course. Wow. So, well, first of all, excellent news. I'm pleased to hear that croquet is doing so well. Tell me about what it is you really love about croquet. What is it that draws you in as a player and a coach?
To me, it is the tactical side of it that I enjoy so much. Every single shot you have to think about, and one careless shot can cost you, well, in golf croquet, it can cost you a hoop. In association croquet, it can cost you the entire game, because once the opponent gets on the lawn, they can make a long break and you may be out of it. As far as being a coach is concerned, I love to see somebody suddenly getting the click of just what it's all about and understanding the layouts that I'm offering them, the tactics, and seeing why shots have to be done in particular ways. I mean, I really enjoy coaching. I have done for some time now. And, I love writing coaching material. And, of course, that's where the books came from.
Well, I love the idea. I've never thought of that link to snooker. I guess it doesn't take a huge leap of imagination to see it. But now you say it, I can see. You know, you're aiming for something fairly small that the ball's only just going to fit into, like a pocket, but the hoops. And you're using a sort of a cue, if you like, a mallet or the equivalent of one to get
the equivalent,
in there.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I can see it now.
And to give you an idea of the sizes involved, if you're playing in tournament play, then there is about 1/32nd of an inch either side of the ball as it passes through the hoop.
Whoa, wow.
So it's not as generous as garden croquet.
No.
You've got to be extremely accurate.
God, if garden croquet was
shooting,
like that, we'd never finish. The games would never,
you'd
never get the ball through there. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
So what, I mean, I don't know anything really about competitive. Is there such thing as professional? You say about some of the best players in the world. Do they play professionally?
No, but there are professionals in America.
Right.
The biggest clubs in America have got professionals acting as coaches and organisers there. And there are one or two professional tournaments. But I don't think that reaches the level of making a living out of it.
No, no. Right, okay. Gosh.
So, well, I mean,
But there are, you say these high-level tournaments. Have you been to those? Have you seen that in the flesh, some of the world's greatest players?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes.
What's it like seeing
played,
them?
Impressive.
Yeah.
Though, I mean, I have actually played against some of them myself, nearly always without success. I've had one or two really good successes, but this summer I played a chap called Reg Bamford, who is nominally South African but plays most of his games in England, and he's widely regarded as the world's best player.
Wow.
And that was in the British national singles competition. I was beaten soundly, but I did all right. I lost 7-4, 7-5.
Well,
so
I
survived that experience.
Yeah, but you put up a good fight by the sounds of it.
Yes. But, I mean, in this area, it's absolutely thriving. I mean, you know, there's a club in Taunton, but there are clubs all round Somerset as well. There's, there are about 7 or 8 around Somerset.
And is there like a league structure? Do you end up playing those other clubs from Somerset?
Yeah. There's not only a league structure, I'm actually the league secretary for the South West myself. So it's my job each December to find out which clubs want to enter. And we generally have about 30 clubs entering the leagues. We've got 8 leagues, and it works out around 350 to 400 matches are played.
Goodness
between
me.
Clubs.
Wow.
And I have to put them all into blocks and tell them who's to play whom, and then they sort out the dates between themselves.
Wow. Goodness me, you are a busy man in December.
Quite a big job in the winter.
Yeah.
I'm a busy man round the world, round the year. I say round the world. My book is actually selling very nicely in Australia and New Zealand as well. Oh. So.
Look at this. You've got yep. so many strings to your bow or balls to your mallet or whatever the croquet equivalent would be. But it's incredible speaking to you, Stephen, finding out all about this. Because this is what I love about the show, is finding out about people's passions, which, unless you're really involved with it, they tend to go a bit under the radar. You know, don't hear about the croquet leagues on the front pages of the papers or the back pages
yes,
if you're talking sport.
It has an unfortunate image as being a rather, perhaps even one might say, a trivial game. But when you watch it being played at tournament level, it's very far from trivial.
Yeah.
Some of the young people playing nowadays, and there are a lot of young people playing now, hit the ball incredibly hard. And in the right hands, you can play what's called a jump shot, where the ball travels maybe 5, 6, 7 yards, bouncing once, and goes over another ball through the hoop.
Wow.
It's a sign of an expert to be able to do that at long range, but it happens in all the bigger tournaments, and it's quite exciting to watch.
I bet it
is. In fact, in Egypt, they hit the ball so hard that all of the lawns there are sunk about 2 feet below ground level, or they have barriers around them and then netting above that to protect the audience.
Wow. Gosh, I've learned a lot about Egypt as well as croquet today, I think. I know them a bit better now. Well, there we go. It's great speaking to you, Stephen. For people who want to get involved, how do they firstly find out where their local team is, and secondly get in contact with you or the local league team?
Well, I mean, it's a sort of hierarchy, but if you look at the Taunton one, we have our own website, tauntoncroquet.org. So anybody who is interested can look on the homepage of that and get our secretary's details and register an interest, and we'll let them know when we're doing beginners' courses and so on. Or for other areas within the Southwest, there's SWF Croquet, that's Southwest Federation. So swfcroquet.org.uk, and that lists all the clubs in the Southwest and has all our league results and so on it. And then there's a national body, which is the Croquet Association, and that lists all the tournaments.
Plenty to go on. And if you want to get into croquet, there's lots of opportunities by the sounds
of
it.
Oh, yes, lots of opportunities, lots of teams. Nearly all the clubs play competitively. Some concentrate on golf croquet, some on association, but most play both.
Fantastic.
So it's, wow. Very much a passion, as you may have gathered.
I can certainly tell that. Stephen, we'll need to get you back on at some point. Tell us a bit more about the leagues as they happen, or perhaps I can come out to you and do a session, a coaching session with you on croquet, although don't expect
You'd
anything.
You'd be very welcome indeed,
well,
whatever
that's
your
it.
Level.
We'll book it in, Stephen. That sounds great. It's great to speak to you tonight.
Excellent.
Thank you very much for your time.
Not at all, Charlie. And thank you very much for having me on and giving me the chance to talk about it.
What a pleasure. No, absolute pleasure. Thank you. Stephen Cuskins-Baker there, coach and player of croquet, and just a passionate man, writes books about it as well, organises the local leagues. God, what this man doesn't know about croquet isn't worth knowing. And now I feel I just understand Egyptians all that much better as well, which was something I wasn't expecting to come out of that interview.